Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Tuesday morning. 43 degrees. Hutchinson police have arrested two men in connection with a fatal shooting early Sunday. Executing a search warrant, Hutchinson police arrested 64-year-old Sandrell Wade and 71-year-old Robert LaGrange and charged them with first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder, according to Hutch PD. Officers heard a series of gunshots while on a routine patrol Sunday. Found a 42-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the abdomen. He was taken to a hospital and was in stable condition. Second gunshot victim was found with a wound to the chest. The 46-year-old man there was pronounced dead at the hospital. Victims' names have not been released.
A split among Republicans blocked a proposal from conservative Kansas lawmakers to allow parents of academically struggling students to pay for private schooling with state dollars normally earmarked for public schools.
A bill that ties public school funding to the proposal failed on a 2020 vote in the Senate. The bill would set up education saving accounts for students who are at risk of failing in public schools. Parents could use the funds for a wide range of educational expenses to help their children, including private school tuition. The measure included Governor Laura Kelly's proposal for a $5.2 billion in state aid for public schools for 2021 through 22. Nine Republicans joined the Senate's 11 Democrats in voting against the measure. GOP conservatives now must draft a new proposal and work to win over at least one dissident Republican in the Senate if they're going to get a bill passed this year.
The Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting.
The case is expected to move to the defense today in the murder trial of a former Minneapolis police officer accused in the death of George Floyd.
Before the state wraps its case against Derek Chauvin, it brought in another medical expert who testified that drugs and George Floyd's bad heart didn't kill him, and another use of force expert that blamed Floyd's death on Chauvin's knee. It was Floyd's younger brother, Philotas, who was the state's spark of life witness to humanize his brother.
We stayed with each other all the time. Me and George, we grew up together playing video games a lot. His favorite game was on Nintendo.
The judge also ruling that Floyd's friend, Maurice Hall, who was with him during his arrest, who threatened to plead the Fifth Amendment, will not testify in the case today. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The governor of South Carolina issuing an order banning foster care and group homes in the state from taking in unaccompanied migrant children.
Saying he wants to make sure South Carolina children come first, Governor Henry McMaster signs an executive order banning unaccompanied migrant children from being placed in the state. He's directing South Carolina's Social Services Department to take whatever steps are necessary, including revoking licenses for group homes and foster care. McMaster calls what's happening on the southern U.S. border a humanitarian crisis, but blames President Biden and says sending children to states only makes the problem worse. The Republican governor's order comes after the state's Social Services Director warned the federal government was offering triple the state's daily payment and that providers could accept migrant placements over state placements. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Researchers say the average daily number of COVID-19 cases is climbing in Oklahoma. Johns Hopkins University researchers say the rolling average of daily new Oklahoma cases during the past couple of weeks has spiked by 168 cases, or 47%. As of last Friday, the most recent data, Oklahoma averaging more than 500 new cases during a week.
The recent vaccination clinic has aroused interest in the former downtown Wichita Library building and what to do with that facility. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
We're interested in kind of creating some type of collaboration where a nonprofit might get part of the building and then a higher education institution might get another part of the building. We want to, I think, figure out the best way to use that space so that it still is a public space while getting the most bang for that location.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a couple of low-pressure systems to the northwest and to the north of us, and that is continuing to send some cooler air our way that's going to stay around for a while. We will be clouding up, temperatures in the mid-50s around noontime, 61 for the high this afternoon. Tonight's low 40, 59 on Wednesday with rain arriving on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 43 degrees. We have a north wind at 10 miles per hour. 6:35, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. On this date in 1943, President Franklin D. Roosevelt dedicated the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. on the 200th anniversary of the third American president's birth. Yes, President number 3, Thomas Jefferson. And I have really not been over and seen that memorial. It's kind of off the way over there to near the Washington Monument. Have you been over there?
I've been over there.
What's it like?
It's very nice.
Okay. I need to hit that one next time.
Of course, there are some people that are calling for it to be torn down.
Because?
Thomas Jefferson was a
slave owner. Well, it could get a little problematical when it comes to people like that and George Washington and folks who, in our past. Trying to rewrite history sometimes. Major is getting a major personality makeover. Major, one of the two dogs President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden brought with them to live at the White House. Now a rep for the First Lady says Major will get some professional help in adjusting to his new digs.
Mm.
Word of the help comes after the 3-year-old German Shepherd was involved in a pair of biting incidents last month. Mrs. Biden's spokesman says the private training will be done off-site instead of at the White House, and is expected to last a few weeks.
Shepherds can be a little touchy sometimes.
Keeping an eye on Major. Yeah, apparently he nipped at Secret Service.
Especially if you got people touching them from the rear, and they don't know they're there.
Yeah.
Can get a little snippy.
Okay. Montana, and you grew up with at least one German Shepherd in your house.
I grew up with two Shepherds in my childhood.
Okay.
So.
Montana wildlife officials say a woman was hurt over the weekend when she had a surprise encounter with a moose. A 66-year-old woman broke her wrist when a cow moose charged her from a patch of trees as the woman walked her dog in Virginia City. It's in the middle of town. It's unclear if the injury was caused by her contact with the moose or when she hit the ground.
Yeah, one of the two.
Cow moose can weigh up to 800 pounds.
Large animal.
And they look kind of goofy and, big and clumsy. But on the other hand, I understand. They can be quite aggressive, as in this case here.
Yeah, stay back.
Yeah, stay away. Stay away from the moose.
Okay. Not a problem we have here in South Central Kansas.
This was in Montana. You hear about them up in Maine and places like that. I've seen moose, of course, out at Yellowstone.
Yeah,
they've got quite a few moose out there, and but don't approach them. They can be kind of fun.
And I've watched Bullwinkle. That's my exposure to the moose.
Bullwinkle and Rocky the Squirrel.
And the opening credits of Northern Exposure.
There you go. You're moose knowledgeable there.
All through the television, yes.
Good. All right. 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Last week, the five area feed yards cash cattle trade volume was the largest we've seen for the calendar year 2021 at nearly 97,000 head. Kansas average steer price last week was $120.50. Now today yesterday the cattle complex started with positive trading, but then we saw the cattle end up with live cattle on the negative side, but the feeders managed to close mixed and mainly found strength off the lower grain and soy prices that took place yesterday. Now, lean hogs yesterday scored early session new contract highs, then plummeted into triple-digit losses. On the close, June cattle, 47 cents lower, 122.10. May feeders, 7 cents higher, 149.70, with June hogs down $2.80 at 106.15. Now, yesterday's negative action in the grain and the soybean complexes was tied to the managed money accounts liquidating long positions. Most all the different commodity sectors yesterday sold off. Now, the national winter wheat good to excellent rating was unchanged from last week at 53%. Kansas improved by 1 point to 55%, and we are 29% jointed on the wheat crop in Kansas. Corn planting is 4% complete nationwide. In Kansas, we are 8% done. At the moment, we're looking at May Casey wheat unchanged at 579. May corn's a penny and a quarter higher at 570 and a quarter, with May soybeans up a nickel at 1387. May crude oil 30 cents higher this morning at $60 even. The June gold's down $4.80 at $1,727.90. June S&P 9.5 points lower at 4,110 3/4, while June dollar index is 12 cents higher at $92.26. In June, Dow Jones futures down 109 points at 33,522. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Are we still considering conditions dry across the state for this time of year?
Not extremely dry, but we are dry, with more dryness in the western part of the state than the eastern part. But maybe we're going to solve a little bit of that here towards the end of the week, too.
It looks like there's going to be some rain coming through. You are correct. Now, as far as percentage of the crop, that's you were talking about the wheat crop. How many more weeks before we start harvest? Still 2 months away, 1 month away?
You're seeing the harvest start here more towards the mid to late part of June in the far southern part of Kansas.
Mid to late June. Okay, so we got a while to watch the wheat growing up in the fields out there, right?
There's plenty of times for things to happen, good to help the wheat crop, and things also to hurt the wheat
crop,
too.
Good things and bad. All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, 640 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, coming up an hour from now, we'll check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner.
Mm-hmm.
Our weekly chat with Pete, that's coming up at 735 this morning here on KNSS. And keep it for here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. On the way, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.